Blog Talk Radio.
The revolution is not de-televised. 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 The revolution will not be televised.
And you know this, man?
Yeah, once again, welcome to Third Eye Vision. I'm your host, the Untamed Blogger. How's everybody doing this wonderful evening? Hope everybody's fine. First off, I'd like to give a shout out to my family, the most first off, Rewind. To the Creator, all praises due to the Creator. Second, I give a shout out to my family for their support, to my wife for her support. Thank you very much, baby. Love you. And also, thank you for that homemade chicken pot pie tonight, too. Thank you, babe. Also, to my fans, thank you very much for the support coming out and supporting the show from day one, coming out every week, continuously checking us out, checking the blog out, www.thirdeyevision.com, coming out and sharing our views and sharing your comments and everything on the blog. It's greatly appreciated. Also, so people, I know a lot of my fans, I've been on a brief hiatus for a minute, so they don't really know that I'm back on, but a lot of fans do. Like I said, thank you very much for that support. I greatly appreciate it. And today's show, once again on Wisdom Wednesdays, Operation Jade Helm 15. For those that don't know what Operation Jade Helm 15 is, from July 15th to September 15th of this year, the U.S. military will be conducting a massive military drill throughout 9 states in an operation called Jade Helm. This is rather alarming, my people, all right, because across the entire American Southwest will include the U.S. Army's Green Berets, U.S. Marine Special Ops Command, U.S. Navy SEALs, and United States Air Force Special Ops Command. The stated purpose of this drill contradicts how this unprecedented exercise will actually be carried out. Combine this with the document labeling entire U.S. states as hostile leaves one with a sinking feeling. Okay, while all news pipelines continue to receive photographs from readers across the country of strange happenings at Walmarts and military convoys, the videos show that videographers can silence the government now when they say that it's only conspiracy theory, because now we have cameras that can actually take pictures of these things going on. And ever since they introduced this, they've been trying to debunk the ties between Jade Helm 15, the U.S. military, and Walmarts across the country. As employees from Walmart's home office make their eye-opening missions themselves about Walmart's ties to the U.S. military and the U.S. military ability to use Walmart stores across the country if they so desire. Now, if you only have time to listen to a short portion of the show, you understand it's real. And this should be a game changer to open people's eyes and people's minds to get off of all this distractions out here, like Bruce fucking Jenner, fucking corny ass rappers and these singers and their lives, and Kim Kardashian and her witch family. All these things we need to put to the side and realize that things are going on around us that we're not paying attention to. We need to open our mind and pay attention to these things going on. All right? Because it's not a game. This is real. All right? Now, the USS OCOM claims the size and the scope of Jade Helm sets this one apart from previous training exercises such as Derna Bridge or Robin Sage. Some parts of operational detail have been disclosed, including that there will be 1,200 troops participating. And according to Communist Network, mainly Army Green Berets, but also a small group of Navy SEALs and Air Force Special Operations troops, as well as conventional Army infantry. Lieutenant Colonel Mark Lastoria, at an information session for residents in Bastrop, Texas, said the realistic military training helps soldiers adapt to unfamiliar terrain in that location, in these locations. 60 soldiers would take part, including the presence of 2 Humvee vehicles and a water buffalo water tank. I've seen a few of those on the highway. Private land offered by residents will be used for the exercise, though they noted they would not be paid for the land or receive a tax break of any kind. The story also claimed that $150,000 in revenue will be brought to the area because of food, fuel, and shopping. All right, people, this is real. Now, people such as myself that they call conspiracy theorists, the map shown from the U.S. Army Special Operations Command have divided the region into 4 colors, with 2 hostile states, 2 permissive states, and 2 states leaning one way or the other, and California sits divided. According to Hartford Courant's Jim Shea, the conspiracy theories about Jade Helm 15 include a psychological operation aimed at getting people used to seeing military forces on the street so you do not realize when an invasion actually takes place, an international operation aimed to seize people's guns, recently closed Walmarts used by the military to stockpile supplies for Chinese troops who will be arriving to disarm Americans, and a military plan to round up political dissidents and remove key political figures who may be against the imposition of martial law. The conspiracy theories also include concern about the name of the exercise of Jade and Helm 15 referring to China. Now, the people down there have been having their reactions to this. They've been disputing it. The Austin American Statesman newspaper noted that after plans and maps of the exercise were made public, there was an explosion of outrage on social media after the release of the map, which labeled Texas, Utah, and the southern tip of California as hostile. There was also speculation that shuttered Walmart stores would be used for guerrilla warfare staging areas and FEMA processing camps. Though this theory was debunked by the website Snopes, which specializes in scrutiny, urban legends, and internet rumors. A survey of registered Republicans by public policy polling in May 2015 found that 32% thought that the government is trying to take over Texas, and that half of all Tea Party supporters are concerned with an imminent Texas invasion. Grant Capers, sheriff of San Jacinto County, published a letter in the Cleveland Advocate in response to numerous phone calls from citizens in which he described alternative news sources that were spreading inaccurate information about the exercise and encouraged citizens to utilize legitimate mainstream news sources for those interested in accurate information. Let's stop. Utilize the sources of mainstream media. Mainstream media is controlled by the powers that be. People, think about it. So why would you be looking for news from them? Now, with the politicians down there, on April 28th, Texas Governor Greg Abbott ordered the Texas State Guard to monitor the operation, declaring, during the training operation, it is important that Texans know their safety, constitutional rights, private property right, and civil liberties will not be infringed. On May 2nd, 2015, Republican presidential candidate and Texas Senator Ted Cruz said he had reached out to the Pentagon to inquire about the exercise. In comments to Bloomberg News at the South Carolina Republican Party's annual convention, he said, "We are assured it's a military training exercise. I have no reason to doubt these assurances, but I understand the reason for concern and uncertainty because when the federal government has not demonstrated itself to be trustworthy in its administration, the natural consequence is the many citizens don't trust what is being said." Now, on May 5th, 2015, U.S. Representative Louis Gohmert, Republican from the 1st District of Texas and Vice Chair of the Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security, voiced his concerns in a statement saying his office has been, with calls referring to the JHEL 15 exercise, with concerns about the U.S. Army is preparing for a modern-day martial law. He noted a political consideration, saying, "I was rather appalled that the hostile areas amazingly have a Republican majority cling to their guns and religion and believe in the sanctity of the United States Constitution, and asserted that the map of the exercise needs to be changed, the names on the map need to change, and the tone of the exercise needs to be completely revamped so the federal government is not intentionally practicing war against its own states." Now, on May 7, 2015, Terry McAuliffe, the Democratic governor of Virginia, called Abbott's mobilizing of the State Guard in response to training exercise one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Michelle Hickford, the editor-in-chief of Allen West's website, discussed the timing of the Obama administration order to ban some military-grade equipment from local law enforcement agencies in the context of the Jade Helm 15 exercise as a plan to disarm the police and implement a federalization of the police department. All right, now, some conspiracy theorists have connected Jade Helm 15 military exercise with an apocalypse caused by a comet or asteroid striking Earth. The Jade Helm 15 military exercise has ended date of September 15th, which is the same month identified by some conspiracy theorists for a catastrophic impact of a comet or asteroid, based in part of a statement made on May 13th, 2014 by the French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius, that the world has 500 days to avoid climate chaos. However, the statement by Laurent may refer to the United Nations Climate Conference scheduled in Paris, France in November-December 2015, which is about 565 days after the date of his statement. Conspiracy theorists claim that jail for J-15 is a dress rehearsal for the imposition of martial law, which will be implemented in events of catastrophe of this level of severity. However, the NASA Near-Earth Object Program publishes the Century Risk Table, which is the list that identifies such threats, and the list does not include any object with a high Torino scale number. NASA spokesman said NASA knows of no asteroid or comet currently on a collision course with Earth. Yeah. Okay, but some conspiracy theorists claim that the object has been tracked for years. The object name is known, but its published coordinates and orbit information are incorrect, and the threat is not publicly listed because of the thought that the world would panic. Understand, man. They're not going to tell us for the simple fact that they think that we are going to wild out. People are going to go crazy. All right, it's crazy out here. Okay, and it's not a game. All right, and it's time for people to wake up, start realizing that these people don't have our best interests at hand. All right, a lot of these people don't have our best interests at hand. You look to the government for this change. You look to the government for help and with these solutions, but the same government that's creating this drama in your lives, okay? They're putting everything on TV to have you distracted, all right? And that's the problem. You are distracted, people. And as long as you're distracted, you will never know the truth, all right? Because there's nothing after truth. And it's real. It's real. We're being misled through this false religion, the slave master religion. People are being misled. You're believing in a system with no hope, a system that shows you that all it spit out is death, prison sentences, being taxed for nothing. All these things play a major part in what's going on in your life, ladies and gentlemen. You have to realize that you only can implement change yourself. You have to realize that you can only implement change yourself. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, now the purpose, the commander of the United States Army Special Operations Command seeks a written invitation and approval from the local officials to conduct this within their jurisdictions for these exercises. You ask why? And who will be a part of it. I spoke to you about that. Now, they're saying it's for risk assessment, military and communication plans, MOU, MOA, and licensing agreements, training areas, and stage areas. Jade Helm, all right, is real. And it's about to happen. You're going to have 82nd Airborne, U.S. Marine Corps, Marine Expeditionary Units, Marine Special Operations, okay? They're not just doing this. Okay, the counties of Bastrop, Smithville, Big Springs, Cato Lake, Caldwell, Cristobal, College Station, Dale City, El Dorado, Goliad Junction, Leakey, Menard, Mountain Home, San Angelo, San Antonio, and Victoria. All right, of the states and of the hostile states we have, Southern California, Utah, and Texas. Permissive states are Northern California, Nevada, Colorado, and Arizona is uncertain, but they're leading towards being permissive. New Mexico is still uncertain, and it's real. And you ask yourself, why? Why did they pick Texas? All right? Texans are historically supportive of efforts to prepare our soldiers, airmen, and Marines, and sailors to fight the enemies of the United States. To hone advanced skills, the military requires large areas of undeveloped land with low population densities with access to towns. The proposed areas offer the conditions conducive to quality training because of real obstacles to challenge joint and personnel during planning and execution of the attack. The challenges include operating outside the normal support mechanisms, adapting to unfamiliar terrain, social economic conditions, operating in and around communities where anything out of the ordinary will be spotted and reported, and the opportunity to work with civilians to gain their trust and understanding of the issues. What you need to expect is a super increased military presence, increased aircrafts in the area at night, may receive noise complaints, because they're going to be, you know, it's crazy. They're going to be out there with helicopters and tanks riding through your town. Now, some individuals may conduct suspicious activities designed to prepare them for complex environments overseas. Local LEOs, leaders and officials, are fully aware of the exercise. Local footprint will be 60 to 65 personnel. Personnel may be carrying weapons with blank ammo. Some participants will be wearing civilian attire and driving civilian vehicles. So they're going to have daily communication between Department of Defense, medics located with each element, coordination with life, flight, and local medical facilities, exercise support teams and communications, clear marking of exercise participants, use of keywords to determine exercise participation, thorough risk mitigation assessment, coordination with local residents, verbal and written, fire conditions reviewed prior to each scenario, fire extinguishers and other equipment located at each site. Public affairs office will make public announcements regarding this exercise. So, people, you got any questions, you can call, and I need the numbers. You got Mr. Thomas Mead, Jade Helm, operations planner. It's 910-396-9831. Get that information from them. And they can tell you a little bit more about this situation that's occurring in America. Also, you have the Walmart home office admits Jade Helm 15 ties. All right? Quoting, there's plenty of those Walmart stores available to them. They've got that handled. Okay, now, understand, this is not a game. Now, they show Walmarts, you look it up, off of Highway 99, where stores probably are still open or being done there. Many stores have closed down. I'll tell you right now, people. And it's sad, man. So you think about it. Why? Why have they chosen to close the Walmart in Pico Rivers, California? Livingston, Texas. Tulsa, Oklahoma. All right, Midland, Texas, and Brandon, Florida, with Florida not even being one of the states that's participating in this. Ask yourself, why? So it's something you need to think about, ladies and gentlemen, and take your mind off all this bogus bull crap you're focusing on, and realize that this is not a game. They are preparing for something. All right? They're preparing for something. And we need to prepare physically and mentally for the change that's about to happen. All right? Now you understand why Walmart pays such a small wage. They pay just to keep the store running. The store's going to run. They just need people to run the store. That's why 90% of their workers are on welfare. Then you ask the Department of Homeland Security why they bought 62,500,000 rounds of ammunition. Why? What's the purpose? Are they looking for a war in the United States of America? Are we looking for a war in the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen? So why do we need all this ammunition? Understand that Walmart plays a part in this. And Walmart has a pivotal role in what's going on. What I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, is that you need to be more aware of what's going on in this world. Be more aware of the things that's about to happen. Stop focusing on Kanye, Kim Kardashian, these full garbage reality shows that's destroying our youth. Stop focusing on these things. Focus on things that's in your life, that's happening in your life that needs to change. All right? On that note, ladies and gentlemen, I definitely would like to say thank you for coming out to the show. It's greatly appreciated. I appreciate the fans, the listeners coming out. And you know to go to www.thirdeyevision.com because we are the past, we are the present, we are the future, and there's nothing after truth. Thank you very much once again, ladies and gentlemen. Go to www.thirdeyevision.com and check me out. Peace, love, and prosperity. Power to the people.
Say, 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 say